USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The fast-growing glass fire in California has burned more than 56,000 acres in Napa and Sonoma counties, forcing the evacuation of at least 68,000 people. Wind activity picked up throughout the afternoon. CAL FIRE crews have seen an increase in fire activity throughout many portions of the incident. With wind switching and now coming from the north, the greatest area of concern in Sonoma County is near the Chillon Annandale State Park. Fire crews are closely watching the fire in that area to keep it from spreading into Kenwood and Glen Ellen. New evacuation orders were issued for Napa County. All of the major indexes on Wall Street closed higher on Thursday. The Dow was up by 35 points, settling at 27,817. The Nasdaq was higher by an even 159 points. The S&P 500 up by nearly 18. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
White House advisor Hope Hicks has tested positive for COVID-19. She is the closest aide to President Trump to test positive for the virus, spending significant amounts of time with him in the Oval Office and frequently traveling with him. Hicks was on Air Force One Tuesday when Trump and other aides went to the presidential debate in Cleveland, and she was spotted on the plane when the president held a rally in Minnesota on Wednesday. Staffers who are in close contact with the president are tested daily. A White House official said contact tracing has been done and the appropriate notifications and recommendations have been made. It was not immediately clear if Trump plans to self-quarantine out of an abundance of caution. He has events scheduled for Florida and Wisconsin. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell signaled he's open to confirming President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett during an end-of-year lame duck session. But McConnell has only said publicly that a vote will happen this year and reiterated that he had not yet decided when to hold that vote on the floor. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The independent organization that oversees presidential debates wants to make changes. The details from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates is looking into making some changes after the raucous encounter between President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden in Cleveland. The commission putting out a statement saying they're looking to change the format. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, doesn't believe this is necessary.
You're going to run for the free leader of this world. We want to hear what you say. But now we're going to allow one person, a moderator, to determine what the American people can hear from our candidates? Of course they want to change the rules. Anything that gives Joe Biden some type of advantage.
For his part, the president tweeted, "Why would I allow the debate commission to change the rules for the second and third debates when I easily won last time?" The next debate is in a couple of weeks in Miami. Mississippi has become the first state to lift the mask mandate. Governor Tate Reeves announced the reversal at a news conference Wednesday, where he detailed a new executive order that also eased some social distancing restrictions at public gatherings. Masks are still required in schools and at close contact businesses like hair salons and barbershops. Comedian Sacha Baron Cohen's trailer for Borat 2 released Thursday included a prank on Vice President Mike Pence while he was giving a speech at CPAC in February. The trailer ends with Baron Cohen in an elaborate President Trump disguise storming into CPAC as Pence is speaking. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.